We talk a lot about money, influence, and lobbying in the state legislature, but the real-life examples of how the system impacts you just don't get enough play. So here's one for you to think about. In Florida, if your home is burglarized and your stuff is stolen and then pawned, you will probably have to either pay the pawn broker to get your things back or file a petition in court to prove that the items in question are actually yours. This happened recently to Castleberry teacher Shelley Noblet. A random gunman shot through the glass door of her townhouse in February, and while she was in the hospital recovering from her injuries, someone burglarized her home. Her items turned up in a handful of local pawn shops, but when she tried to retrieve them, she was told that the law stated that they didn't have to just give them back. She'd have to pay or take the shop owners to court. How did we end up with a law that makes this possible? Lobbying. According to Jack G., former president of the Florida Law Enforcement Property Recovery Unit, in 1996, lobbyists for the pawnbrokers industry convinced the state legislature that Florida needed the Florida Pawnbrokers Act, which, among other things, made it so that the law put the burden on crime victims, not pawn shops, to pay the price for dealing in stolen property. Talk about further victimizing victims of crime.